Well, Kevin, I'm sure you're looking forward to this Saturday. It's more Ulster opposition, but first we've got to look back over the last two victories. I mean, you must be thrilled with the performances, coming as underdogs to beat both Armagh and Derry.
Yeah, Ali, I suppose, you know, since we maybe exited the kind of championship after the Mayo defeat, you know, we would have taken a lot of pluses from that defeat, even though, you know, we lost the match. But since the start of the year, I suppose the biggest thing is to learn things from all games and then move on. And in fairness, the lads have really bounced back very, very well. And we knew, I suppose, the good thing about it was we knew we had two really, really hard oppositions coming up in Armagh and in Derry. And it was great for the lads to put the shoulders to the wheel. And some of it wasn't pretty, but, you know, that's the way people set up against each other now. And we have to deal with it. So it's great to be next round.
Yeah, I suppose we saw Mayo's performance then in the Connacht final, which really put into context what Galway had achieved in Pearse Stadium in running them so close. But it doesn't get any easier. The games are coming thick and fast, Kevin, and now a new challenge in Donegal.
Yeah, look at it. Everyone in the country knows what Donegal are like, and I suppose in a way they would have been kicking themselves maybe after the Ulster final as well, and they know they probably didn't shoot as accurate as they normally would have done. So, you know, I'm sure they'll have assessed that well, and they'll have looked at things where they maybe let themselves down on the day. And but, you know, when they look at it, it's very, very tight. They'll feel that they actually played very, very well on the day, and you know, they have the 13-day thing to deal with. So I'm sure, look, they'll come with vengeance, and they'll probably come to set the record straight. But all we can look after, Ali, is our own side here at the minute, and that's what we're preparing at the minute.
Yeah, and one thing that people would have noted, and in fairness, Kevin, I think you'd have to mention the Galway support you've had away to Armagh and again at home to Derry the last day, who are really starting to take to this team because of the spirit they're showing in defending against these Ulster sides that have a particular way of playing.
Yeah, look at it. I mean, especially in Pearse Stadium, I think when Danny's goal went in, the roar that came out from the stand, that probably hasn't been heard for a while, it was absolutely brilliant. And I think even the players themselves would have noted that afterwards, and obviously the management as well. It was great to hear that roar. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about the weekend of the marches and stuff. And but still, when we went up there, the amount of maroon shirts in the crowd was absolutely brilliant to see. And as well as that, you know, the players would feel that they're doing something right, because the crowds that would come on the field afterwards was nice to see as well. But look at them, they're down dirt lads. They're not going to be taken away by that as well. They're very, very appreciative of the support, and they really would love to see more of it coming. But at the same time, they're just getting back to do their own job now, and that's to have a proper cut at Donegal on Sunday.
Is there much excitement in the camp about the fact that you're getting to play in Croke Park, Kevin?
I think that, you know, Ali would have played there last year as well. I suppose. Look, the biggest thing is, it's the steps that probably had to be taken to get there were fairly big steps, and they knew that. And so, you know, when you have those type of steps, it makes you go into detail of what's going to come up against you. So that has happened with the last two games now, because of the opposition that was there ahead of us, and it makes it focused, it makes the players focused, it makes the management focused, and you know, that's obviously a good build up to the next challenge. But look, we're no doubt about the challenge ahead. There's absolutely no doubt that this team are probably the most consistent team of the last 5 years almost. So, and you know, this. Every year they're brought in young fellas. I think they're three very young forwards there as well now, and a young midfielder. They're putting in new people every year. So, you know, they certainly don't buy into the fact that the legs are gone out the window. And, you know, they know that themselves, because they've kept changing. So, look, they're still a formidable outfit, and we know that we're really up against it Sunday. But look, we'll just have to deal our own side and get the best performance we can from our own group.
And yet I'm sure there must be some belief, Kevin, amongst the players and management, having watched what Monaghan achieved in the Ulster final.
Yeah, Monaghan, they were really set up well for that match. You know, but I know Monaghan and Maggie worked fairly well, and they've a lot of work done. They really had a lot of work done, and I suppose they're probably together for the last 3 years now as well, which is, you know, I suppose we got, since the Cardiff lads came back to us probably at the end of March, it's probably in more like 3 months. So look, we wouldn't have the same amount of time put in as Monaghan have put in, but we do feel we're making strides, and every match we go out and we hope we can bring another little tweak to it. So hopefully that we're come on enough to give Donegal a good game of it, albeit we know we're up against a team that's highly experienced and long time around. But look at our boys, they're in great form, and they're really relishing a chance to have a game against Donegal.
Yeah, it's one of those games I'm sure that every player would have to look forward to taking on, last year's All-Ireland finalists in Croke Park. Are they all about Michael Murphy, or have you to give special consideration to more than just him?
No, I look at any game, you know, I think, excuse me, sometimes we can run away with ourselves, and in hurling and football, and you know, oftentimes there's, you know, be it media or be it whatever, it's come back over the number of years, you tend to focus in on one or two players, and we're doing all the great players all on the pitch, and there's talks of one or two injuries and stuff like that, but like the players have to come in, like Hugh McLoone and Thompson and all those guys, you know, they're not short in any way. You know, and I don't think Michael Murphy's greatest hours against Monaghan, and still Donegal had a really good game against Monaghan. So look, they've good players all over. McFadden, McBrearty, McNeilis. I mean, they're all very good players up there. The two McHughes that probably have a say in every team in Ireland. So this is, look at Donegal have proved over the years that they are a team. They're not a one man show anyway. They're a full team.
And I think Galway have proven you're very much not a one-man show, but you've got a real strength and depth. Good to see Shane Walsh getting on for a few minutes the last day as well. He was your main injury concern coming right through since the Connacht Championship, Kevin. So have you got a clean bill of health for Saturday?
Yeah, things are looking good. I mean, Eddie Hoare has a toe problem there for the last 1 week, and he trained well for the last week and stuff like that. So, and obviously Shane has been back with ourselves for the last week or two now as well, albeit, you know, there have been a match practice to come into to both their games. And, you know, that's what the weekend gone by, and Tuesday and Thursday this week are used for. So, you know, so hopefully those boys are ready to roll. I think they are. So, you know, injury-wise, we're pretty good.